when it actually became so cold that the lake or the pond became hard. How did you say that? The lake
has frozen over.
And last night it
skimmed over, the water troughs.
How would you say that? Just last night the lake
froze over.
And what do you call that stuff on the top of it?
To do with the rumors in a house.
Ice.
And you say we had a good hard
freeze.
And what about just that little bit of thin bit of ice?
Well,
have you got a word?
Yeah, somebody said that lake skimmed over last night. Oh, we used to have to keep horses' troughs and full of water and cow troughs full of water. And you go out and there'd be a little skim of ice. You see, you put your hand on, you just hear it crack a little bit. They call that skim. Ice skimmed over, the water trough skimmed over, they had wooden things like that.
All right, and now here are some items to do with the rooms in a house, and they ask actually to sort of describe a floor plan, maybe of a house you remember, the names of the different rooms and so forth.
Yes.
Would you do that for me?
Well, I was born in a log house, and we just had regular plank flooring in it, and had two end chimneys to it, one end chimney to the log kitchen. I cooked and ate all in the dining room, and then we had two bedrooms, and they was partitioned off, but didn't have a fireplace in but one of them, and we had wooden shutters to them.
And you closed them from
The outside. And that's the only thing that we had. And
what did you call the room? Maybe, you know, when you had company come in, guests come in.
We put the kids all on pallets tonight, and you only use that bed. That's the only way we had to get by.
And the room where maybe you did, or the room that you, the word you use now, for the room where you sit in when you somebody comes in to chat or to visit, did you have a different word for that?
Well, if we couldn't sit on our porch and little breezeway we had between this log kitchen and the log bedroom, we'd sit in that or on the porch, but if it's too cool for that, we'd say, well, we'll have to go in and sit in the kitchen or the bedroom one. We'd sit in one of those rooms, because we didn't have nothing like a living room, a den, and
things. Do you have any other words for a living room that you recall, or a room where you sat in? Maybe a formal room, maybe where in some houses they had maybe a funeral or a wedding or...
Yes, they're just in time come and later years as I grew up, and we built a larger house, and we built a guest room to have for company and thing like that, and we just used that. Yes, I'm to use that for the parlor, and then as you already spoke about, my father had a cousin over there. She done got to be an old maid, but she married a fella, and he'd been married before, but they're gonna have a wedding at her house. Everybody wanted them to stay for supper tonight, but said everybody said we're going to marry in the parlor. Marry in the parlor. That's the end of the
parlor. That's the only place that would be put.
All right, and what about the ceiling? How high?
Most of it was 8 and 10 feet high. I have been in a few of them that was 12 feet. Now, that's just unreasonable. I don't see why they did it. By the way, these parlors in the guest room that had it, I imagine you had seen them, and you know it didn't have waterworks in the house. It had a big china bowl, and then a big china pitcher that went in it. And then they have a smaller bowl there for them to wash their face and hands in. That's what they used, and used in that parlor. That's the only place that would be put.
Did they have a special name for that piece of furniture
It was a parlor table. A lot of them had this marble top stone made out of marble, and a marble top table for the parlor room. That's what the only thing I ever heard was a marble top table for the parlor room.
Right. And what do you call that part of the...